This is Arts and More from WMUK. Tonight is opening night for a soldier's play at Western Michigan University. The Pulitzer Prize-winning work by Charles Fuller premiered off-Broadway in 1981, starring famous cast members like Denzel Washington and Samuel L. Jackson. At its heart, the play is a classic whodunit about an army sergeant's mysterious murder. But as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, it's also about racial tensions among African-American soldiers during World War II.
Like every good murder mystery, a soldier's play starts with a bang.
Hey, Steele, hate you!
Vernon C. Waters, sergeant of an African-American platoon in World War II, lies dead on the floor. Most of the play is spent figuring out who killed him, and almost everyone has a motive. Not only was Waters a black officer in a racially segregated era, but he had pretty radical ideas about race himself. WMU senior Eddie Coleman plays Waters.
Basically, he wants to take the quote-unquote cornbread collard green style of the black race and get rid of them, and basically wants to be straight men, soldiers, lawyers, you know, citizens, upholding the black race name and not downgrading it.
That doesn't sit well with everyone in his platoon. Chris Monsa plays the officer investigating the case. He says some soldiers think that Waters is playing into what white segregationists want.
You're living in a time where all of the segregation and all of the hatred for your kind is going towards everyone of your kind. So anyone that's like you, you gotta stick together. You have to have that security with each other to survive. And so in that time, anyone like Waters who sort of sees, you know, the separation between the ignorant Negro and the educated Negro, you know what I mean? They can split us there. If they can divide us, they can conquer us.
And it was a dangerous time to be a black man alone. To research the time period, Coleman says local playwright Vaughn Washington Sr. pulled some statistics on lynching in the 1940s. Coleman says the number of deaths were staggering.
And it's very, very horrifying to know that you can be lynched at any minute just by the silliest thing, you know, somebody not liking you, you looked at them funny. It's really frightening.
If that doesn't give you an idea of what it was like to be black during World War II, the posters on set certainly will. WMU recreated advertisements from the time. Director Mark Learman says it's a shocking juxtaposition to see recruitment posters for African Americans next to offensive blackface caricatures advertising cigarettes.
The thing that struck me is that incredible desire and will to sacrifice your life, which many of them did and have since then, for a country that at the same time was putting out all these recruitment posters about wanting to have them join the army and about that through the army they would gain respect and their responsibility and courage and all of these things, but mainly respect, and then getting them into the army and then segregating them and not using them when they had this great desire to serve.
But Learman says even people like Sergeant Vernon Waters aren't all bad. Everyone in the play is just as human. And Learman says, in doing that, he thinks the playwright was making a strong statement about equality.
This is a truly ensemble piece. In other words, this play doesn't survive because of one character or one character's perspective. This play survives because it's a much broader, bigger picture than that. And it demands of every one of the actors on the stage, whether white or black, to be an equal part of the story.
You can see A Soldier's Play at WMU's Shaw Theater tonight through February 14th. For showtimes, follow the link on our website. A photo exhibit of African-American servicemen will also accompany the play. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.